Hello, everyone, and welcome to the October 9th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for October 9th to October 16th and beyond? Venus changes signs this week, leaving Libra and entering Scorpio on Thursday, October 13th. Venus is the planet of romance. Scorpio is a passionate sign. Since Mars, the planet of action, rules Scorpio, this sign doesn't like to wait when it gets aroused. So, things can get pretty hot when Venus is in Scorpio. But wait, there's something else happening in Scorpio. Saturn, the planet of delay, restriction, control, maturity, discipline, is already transiting here. So, since Venus has to deal with the energy of Saturn, at the least, this will cool down the passion of Venus in Scorpio, and at the worst, it could deny love altogether. One upside to the Saturn-Venus combination is that it indicates serious love and enduring love. So, if a romance gets started during this transit, it will last a long time. And on another level, Venus, as a natural benefic, will give a boost to Saturn's significations. Thus, the established order and the establishment will benefit from this arrangement during the coming weeks. The exact conjunction of Saturn and Venus will be at the end of the month on October 29th. Venus remains in Scorpio until next month, when on November 6th, the planet will enter Sagittarius, leaving Scorpio and Saturn behind. At the end of this week, we have the October full moon, sometimes referred to as the Hunter's Moon, which will be right around midnight East Coast time, Saturday, October 15th, at 29 degrees Pisces, in other words, the very last degree of the zodiac. The unique thing about this full moon is that it will be in near exact conjunction with Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events. The energy of a full moon is already pretty extreme, leading to high reactivity, unreasonable emotions, and so forth. Combine that with a planet that can induce unusual, even outrageous, events, and we have a recipe for something at best exciting and at worst destructive. This last point gets further emphasis due to Mars being just 2 degrees from exact conjunction with Pluto. Which leads us to the other thing that is in progress this week. The conjunction of Mars and Pluto in Sagittarius. Pluto moves through the zodiac with glacial speed, only making a couple of degrees progress per year. Mars moves much faster, and this week is closing in on Pluto. By the end of the week, the two planets are just 3 degrees apart. The exact conjunction will be on October 19th at 20 degrees, almost 21 degrees, Sagittarius. What happens when Mars and Pluto come together? Pluto is the planet of rebirth. In order for there to be rebirth, there has to be the end of what exists. So, Pluto is the planet of complete destruction. It's like the Hindu god Shiva, Gotta destroy what exists, but that's so that something else can take its place. Now, add in Mars, planet of action, aggression, war, and you can see that what we have here is a rather combustible, even toxic, mix. Speaking of toxicity, modern astrologers consider Pluto to represent nuclear energy and radioactivity. So this looks pretty serious. This pattern continues to be a potential until Mars leaves Sagittarius on October 31st. Okay, hope that didn't sound too ominous. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.